Hello, man. It is November 7th, 2010, and the recorder is going.
Chief, Ben.
Well, sir.
Okay.
In Chelum.
And Diane will be in as soon as she can find the phone and the headset. Are you involved with anything political in your part of the world?
Very much.
How is your attitude, and I'm assuming that you're involved in the Republican side of things?
Yeah.
Okay. How is the political climate? Did you go to any of the parties or anything like that?
Didn't go to the parties. I was involved behind the scenes and we voted out the entire Democratic Party.
What, do you have an idea of the sensations or things that the people are experiencing? The reason I'm asking is here in Albuquerque, it's been dreary. Even though we got some pretty good, successful things, I'll tell you, the parties on Tuesday night were nowhere near the victories that I've experienced in the, I don't know how many I've ever been to. And then we had a convention yesterday, and you think that with having Susanna just recently winning the election, first female governor in New Mexico and first Hispanic female in the country, it should have been a jump up and down joyous celebration, but I'm telling you, it wasn't. And I was wondering how it was in the rest of the country.
This neck of the woods, we're seeing law enforcement arrested almost weekly for everything from accepting bribes to schemes and scams to you name it. We're seeing our newspaper totally crushed here, where she has lost 3 consecutive elections just in this year alone. And we're seeing the Democratic Party totally thrown out of office, with the exception of one very popular local justice of the peace in this particular precinct, whose family owns the family movie theater here.
Hmm.
Other than that, the Democrats were completely thrown out of office here.
Who else came on? It's Bobby, me, Diane, Dave, Denny, and you.
Okay. Texas won, I think it was 34 places? 24 or 34 throwovers in the House of Representatives.
Local or national?
National.
Texas threw over 34 of its national delegation?
Yeah, throughout that many Democrats. It was either 24 or 34. I heard it the other day on Fox give an account, and they said Texas, no longer. They had 20 more than they expected. So it might have been 24.
That's weird. I was only finding a handful when I was taking score the other night. Matter of fact, when I took score the other night, I showed a total of 3. And it was Chet Edwards, Solomon Ortiz, and I forget the third one.
I can't name them for you, Denny.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying that Fox is the almighty right of all rights, either.
It must be included in the State House because the national, we only lost three.
I think we only had 32.
Yeah, and the two senators went up. So, I feel three.
No, this was House. It was 24, 24 out of the 32 that were Democrats was thrown over. And they were expecting four, but it was like a landslide turnover.
Okay, I'll look it up, but it doesn't matter what I saw Tuesday night.
Well, Tuesday was old hat. This was yesterday. After the council all in, everybody settling in, got their shoes on and headed that way.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'll take your word to be sociable.
Okay. Well, I'll take yours when you can prove it better. I think the, the Tea Party, is looking at wounds and learning its lessons and seeing just how vile and vicious and mean that the opposition from both sides really is. And I'll be glad to get back in that fight.
Well, politics has never been a friendly game. No,
well, the naivete and the idealistic view that it ought to be fair and go by due process is, a fine line to walk. The Tea Party doesn't want to compromise their due process, but they sure got to start covering their back a little better.
Bonk, bonk. Hey, Ray. Hey,
Ray.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm on the side for a little bit. Well, there's hell out there today where they're saying that the Tea Party hurt the candidates. Well, that's all bullshit. The only candidates that didn't win that were Tea Party endorsed are the ones that their other parties, whether be Democrat or Republican, because they did do some both ways, actually abandoned them, boycotted them, or actually did increase and worked against them. So the Tea Parties, if they went ahead and had the regular party support, although they were deliberately targeted and spent scads of money. Murkowski in Alaska is one, Angle in Nevada is one, and O'Donnell is one.
Not to mention the fraud that was perpetrated against them by the union, which, oh, by the way, I'm going to reiterate Patrick's email alert to everybody. Glenn Beck, whether you like him, whether you agree with him, one way or the other, on Tuesday, his show is going to be an expose of George Soros from birth until now with his manipulation. And he is going to be a major target when we start taking down, when we get back in the fight. So it would be a good idea to catch the show live, record it, or go online and get the condensed version. That's Tuesday, 4:00 Central Time.
Well, Soros is the main target. Learn everything you can about him.
Okay.
So we intend to hit that son of a bitch.
Especially what he looks like. What he feels like.
Sound like it's been one of those weeks.
Yeah.
with your mama?
I'm sorry?
What's the matter with your mama?
She's 84.
Okay.
Parkinson's and a little bit of Alzheimer's, and she's real frail.
She's wearing out. Well, you can make her a vicarious sun link and let her choose what to do with it.
Kitty, I have your information.
Okay.
There is exactly 3 Democratic incumbents defeated, and only 8 of the 32 in the delegation are Democrats. So you are correct. There are 24 of the 32 are Republican seats, but the only Democrats overthrown were 3 incumbents.
Oh, okay.
So we both had correct information.
All right, well, I'll take that.
That's what he's saying. You have 24 of 32 are Republicans. And 3 of the Democratic incumbents were in office.
Hello, hello. Mr. Aaron. Good evening.
Hey, Eric.
Hi, Aaron.
Well, if someone come in before you, Eric, who was the other one?
Bob's here.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob, this is Shalom. I hope you got my message, and if I have, tried to call you back.
Okay, I didn't know when to call you back, so.
No problem. We'll take care of it in a little bit.
Okay.
Harold, did you get your brakes shut down?
I got Bob's name. I just got my brother on the county board or whatever. Just now gave it to me.
Oh, you'll love it. It's got your zapper in it.
Oh, okay.
I promised it to you. I don't know how goddamn long ago.
I don't get sick, so I wasn't real worried about it.
Well, those Hall & Clark zappers or something else, and there's some information with them in the box.
Okay.
Your orders, the whole bit.
All right.
Make sure it arrives. When we send out AEDs and so forth, we lose 40% of them.
Got my 2.
Bob, did you get your copy?
Not yet.
Okay. Probably. If you don't get it by Thursday, we'll see what else we can do.
Okay.
Yeah, we lost a shipment of box of books. They will steal them by the box load. And the paperwork that came back, they had to have the box to do it. Because when Shiloh filled out the paperwork on it, you know, for the address and so forth, what they sent back to us, the notification was in her handwriting.
Yes.
Which we're supposed to be stupid and not see through something like that, you know.
Anybody know if they're done with those recounts on the Senate races in Colorado, Washington, or?
Well, the Washington, they claim they're done. And of course,
64,000 Washington.
They're deeming what they have gone on, yeah.
Only 16,000 in Colorado.
Well, she stole it. That's another one that was stolen.
Colorado?
Yeah, Colorado.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Washington, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Colorado,
Nevada,
and Pennsylvania were all voter fraud.
Stolen.
Oh. Have we verified that? I verified it. And then some of them are filing charges because there's evidence to that effect, whether you can get the bastard.
Yeah, George Soros owns the Secretaries of State.
That was antiques. That'd be a nice collection. Never asked for before. My wall will be a better one. Oh, I hope you ream them before you found them, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, we will. You're going to be in on the reaming. Well, say who to. Let me get everybody up to speed a little bit. We've got to do a rehearsal training tonight, more than anything else. We need to get back to the basics. We're headed into a fight with the Nephilim. And it's going to be a bitch. And the high-level demons that the Nephilim run with, well, they won't get involved in this on push-willy level. They're going to go for the gusto, since they know what the hell they're up against. We need to get rehearsed back in the basics. Let's go through the basic drill again. And that's probably what we'll do over the next couple of Sundays after this one. And I will take requests of what you're a little bit weak in, so that we can get you up to speed. Right now, as you are, and we know we've got some new people that haven't had time to catch up to speed. That notwithstanding, number for number, I will put you kids against any four-year class that the Egyptian priesthood ever graduated. Simply because we are a straight-up, hands-on, let's get it done, damn all the balls are all about it. And what we need to do now is get the basics rehearsed back up to firepower. We need everybody up. Everybody up and running. And to do that, I am going to take out a perimeter and make sure that nobody gets stupid on us. And I will be on call if you need me for a question or something. And I'm going to turn this microphone over to Brigadier Malone and to handle the updates, rehearsals of the planes, how to go up, down, body of light, etc., and the elements. Brigadier Malone, you may fire up and ready.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to take it to the next level on everything that we talked about with the body of light. I will briefly take it up from the feet to the scalp so that everybody has a really good one. And then we're going to walk it up the plane slowly and looking around at each time. And then when we get to Hosanna, we are going to start with the elements, and I have some new information. This information has, we previously held it back from the group because some of it is dangerous. But we're ready now, and ready or not, we've got to get it on to the next move. And then when we come back down, we'll pull the energy of each plane, and then we're going to work the invocation that we've got currently up on Aquarian Prosperity. Now there's a new couple of tricks with the body of light too that we're going to pull after this invocation, and maybe we'll have a chance to do it twice. But the new trick is mainly for occasions when you're working alone, how to call up a group out of your own self to work with you, to cover all the elements. And then if we have time, we're going to do a little bit of practice with the blue sword. If time permits, and the energy goes with. Okay, so everybody get in a comfortable chair. Someone is sitting, both feet on the floor. With a good back, you can lean back. Somebody just go out or come in.
I'm wiggling.
I heard you wiggling, took the phone beat like somebody dropped out or somebody came in. Anybody new? Okay, maybe somebody left out. Alright, this is basic, fundamental, and vital that we get it, and we get it in sync. So let's make a body of light real quickly. We've done it so many times. So even if it's OHAT, even if it's second nature, pull more energy and do it brighter, do it hotter, do it more. Alright. It's first done by relaxation. Complete and total relaxation. Close your eyes. Sit in the chair, both feet on the floor. Now open up your third eye. You don't see with your eyes, you see through your eyes on the physical body. So open up that third eye and let's start using it. The more you use it, the better it gets. So close those lids and open up that third eye. And let's start seeing with it for the rest of this session. Okay. Take a deep breath. On the exhale, blow out all the tension. Now focus your attention on your toes. Everybody got it, on the toes. Now relax your toes. Relax your toenails, all the muscles, the tendons, the bones, the blood vessels, the walls of the blood vessels. Relax the corpuscles, even the molecules, right down to the atoms. Relax the electrons in your blood, in your muscles. Now feel it moving slowly up through your feet. Push the relaxation up. Right behind that relaxation, feel the body of light following the relaxation. Okay, do the same thing in your feet. Relax your feet. Push it up into your ankles. You should be able to see or sense the body of light growing from your feet up. Push the relaxation into your calves. The bones, the muscles, the tendons, the nerves, the skin. Relax everything. Okay, push that relaxation up into your knees. And let the body of light follow it up. Relax your knees, all the cartilage, the joints, the bursa, everything completely, totally relaxed. Feel the body of light following it up. Relax the thighs. Be aware of the clothing touching your skin. The sensitivity is increasing. See the light following it all the way up. Move the relaxation in your hips. Should be reaching your fingertips too. Pushing it up. Hands all of a sudden starting to get very sensitive. You relax your fingers, your palms, your wrists. Now move it up into your belly area. Feel the relaxation of your intestines, your kidneys, your liver, pancreas. Relax everything. Feel that light, body of light moving up with the relaxation. Forearms. Completely, totally relaxed. Now you can see the body of light building. But sense it. Sometimes you may just see a shadow. May just sense a presence there. That's okay. That's the beginning of seeing it. Sometimes it'll be charcoal on black. But it's there. You can know it. Feel the relaxation moving up. Relax your elbows. Move it up into your chest area. Relax your heart, your lungs, your rib cage. Pay particular attention to your lungs. This is where you make air exchange. Relax all of your lungs. The alveoli, the bronchi, everything completely, totally relaxed. Just even relaxing and noticing the breathing gets deeper and better. Feel the sensation of relaxation moving up your upper arms and into your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Now that body of light should be getting really bright. Relax your spine. Let your spine align itself into perfect alignment with relaxation. Everything. Work everything functioning perfectly. Now relax your shoulders. Just let them drop. Feel it. Sensation of relaxation moving up, slowly up into your neck and throat. Relax your throat. Your trachea, your esophagus, your thyroid, the skin, the tendons, the muscles. All relaxed. Now move it up, relax your jaw. Feel the body of light coming up behind it. Jaw completely relaxed. Feel it moving up, relaxing the base of your brain, your skull. Relax the skull bone. Your cheek bones, all the bones in your face. The muscles, relax your lips, your salivary glands, your sinuses. Moving slowly up. Let your eyes close, relax. Relax your eyelids, your eyeballs, your optic nerves. Feel it moving into the brain, relaxing the brain. All the nerves in there, the synaptic gaps, everything completely, totally relaxed. Moving it up. Feel the sensation moving up as you relax your brow. Body of light right behind it. Now relax your forehead. Feel it relax. Your brain continue to relax. All your impulses of your nerves getting very regular and controlled. Now feel it moving in your scalp. Relax your scalp. Feel the tingle on your scalp. Feel as though a thousand tiny little fingers are massaging your scalp. Go ahead and push the body of light up and out through the scalp. Just an inch or so. Now hold your hand up with your eyes closed. Hold your hand up in front of your face. Wave it slowly back and forth. Can you see that? You can see it. You can sense it. Might just look like gray or a charcoal background. Might be a little flash of white outline around it. You can start to sense things. This body of light and your third eye are open in the etheric plane. This is Earth Body Double. Okay, now take that body of light and step out of your body. Just step out of it and step up, send the body of light 3 or 4 feet out into the room. Now, with your third eye from your physical body, look at it. Looks just like your ghost. Just like you. A little bit bigger, a little bit thicker. Okay, now, transfer your consciousness into that body of light 3 or 4 feet away. Take your consciousness and put it over there and give that body of light 5 senses and a thinking brain that is yours. It is as though that body of light has become your avatar. It too has your brain. Your brain and your mind, your consciousness are in both places. They're relaxed in the chair, and the chair is command control, and your body of light is up there to do your bidding, and to see for you, and to touch, and smell, and hear, and taste, and sense, and it can send you messages, and you can consciously think in both places. Okay, have that body of light spin around and look at you in the chair. And think from it, what does it see when it looks at you? What do you see when you look at your physical body in the chair? See you with your eyes closed, all relaxed. See it like anybody else would see it. connection. There's the silver cord connecting the two. These are connected. There's the little metal telepathy wave between you and your physical body right now. You are in that body of life for a thing, for a minute. And this is the intermediate step for AP. Now that body of light has many, many uses. We are going to charge it up the planes and then with the great elements above. And just for a short measure, if you were alone and about to do an invocation, you make three more. You have four bodies of light. And send them up together. Charge one, have them all call for a Akasha, like one of it is. And make room for them and the spirit manifestation to exist. And then have one of them call air. Say air, and then charge it with air. Have the next one step up, charge it with fire. The next one step up, charge it with water. And then the next one step up, charge it with earth. And bring them all back down, plane by plane by plane, in perfect synchronicity. It's good practice for the sync. Bring them all back down. And fit the one of them in you that you want to work with. I usually fit earth because it is important that earth finishes it off. And then I set my air to the east. I set my fire to the south. And I set my water to the west. And then I tense up and hold the earth. And then there are four of us to do that invocation. And that is for reference when you're working alone. Or we may try that as a group when everybody gets a little more proficient. But right now, you've got one body of light, and it's very, very bright. Very intense. It is holding your consciousness. And you are looking back at your physical body, seeing through your body of light. Look around the room. Pick out something. Pick a lamp. Now, going up the planes, we are already in Hathor. Let's just be aware of it. Call it anyway. Hathor. Alright, this is Earth Body Double. You should be able to sense and see things as they appear in Earth. Even if now, with your eyes closed, looking through your body of light, you only see shadows. You can see them. They're there. Might be charcoal on a black background. Might come up a little more gray. Start seeing it in black and white. And then you'll get flashes of color as you improve, as you do it, as you look around through this body of light and using your third eye. So pick a lamp or the computer screen or something that has a light source. Okay, this is Hathor. Now, let's go up one more. Hathorah. Okay, this is the lower astral, the second heaven, the black background. The energies now are earth energies, and they're not so much looking like solid objects anymore. If you can tell what they are, their energy patterns. Let's say you picked a lamp with a brass base and a white shade and two bulbs in it. You can still see that lamp, but it looks more like energy patterns now. See, the energy pattern, the pulse of what is brass. It's a mixture of metals. That's how it's going to pulse and appear. May just look like a shadow right now. That's okay. You can see the shadow. It's there. Wear your head in front of it with your eyes closed to know that you're still seeing things. can see your hand moving back and forth between you and the lamp. See the light on, you can sense the heat energy from the light bulb. Looks like a whole different pattern contained within inside the lamp state. It's all energy patterns now, not images of what they look like. You can get what they look like, but it's more patterns. And we're going to go up one more. Estera. Third heaven. Now that same body of light that you're working with, that you're using. Technically, we've got a new body of light at every level. But it's the same one extended up. So picture a folding telescope. You've got the eyepiece that is stationary. That is your physical body on the earth plane. And then you've got the first rod that is connected to the eyepiece. That's your etheric body. Now the rest of them start folding out bigger and bigger and bigger. Pull out the next extension. There's your second heaven body. Pull out the next extension. It's a little fatter. It seems a little farther. Now you're caught up with it. Okay. You've got a couple more extensions in that telescope. Alright? But let's look at the energies on Hestera. It's a white background. Like the color of lightning. And it's got a specific pulse to it. If you just be still, let your body of light be still. And soak it up. You can feel that pulse. If your body of light turns the same color, you can send that information right back down to your physical body. Happens in the same instant that you think it. Now look at that same lamp. It still looks like Earth energies, but doesn't look like a lamp really anymore. You can see the metal base, but it's more of a vibration. See the lamp stay containing the heat energy of the light bulbs, the light and the heat. Say there's more of a block on it, but it's just energies now against that white background, and they're very movable. But feel the vibration and sense the white color. Wave your hand on this level. We'll see how easy you can see it now in front of your face. Start to improve. Got that white background, the hand looks, your hand looks like a shadow. Very easy to see now. Sense it. Okay, let's go one more up. Extend the telescope that is your body of light. One more. Idea. Okay, stand here a minute. Feel the pulse of this level. You'll feel it first in your head. That throbbing. Doesn't hurt, but it'll throb your whole head. That's because this is the mental plane. Ideas, mind pictures are very sharp. Mental acuity begins to sense a little bit of what is control. Feel your mind and work it towards seeing the clarity of thought and how quickly thought energy manifests. We don't see those same earth energies emanating back upwards anymore. Now everything's coming down from here. If you want to see that lamp, just remember it. There it is, in all clarity. As instantly as you want it to disappear, it will. See something else. All right, now in between, this is something we never talk about. But between here and the next level of karma is the Akashic Records. We're going to go real slow so that you can feel yourself passing through it. We don't ever discuss it because we're not looking to find anything here. But if you want to find it, this is where it is. So float up very slowly. Raise your telescope to the next level. And right in between the two levels, feel that six-sided pipeline that is the Akashic Records. Now just pass right through it into her karma. Okay, bigger and stronger, more powerful body. Soak up the power. You can feel it here. This power is almost breathtaking. This is cause and effect. And this is where we harness the power to cause things. Sense it, know it. Take control of it. Now before we get to the next level, there's another little pipeline. Not too many people know about it. Many physicians overlook it when they don't really know what they're talking about. But as we move up, go through the Carneus records. The Carneus records are where all thoughts are recorded. The Akashic records control who they reflect all actions. They're both reflecting ether. Akashic records record every action, every leaf falling, right to every catastrophe, to every time you scratch your nose. It's recorded. The next level up, the Carneus records record every thought. We're going to pass right through that too. And into Asana. Okay, sense that bright white light, lightning times 10, blinding white. And if you adjust your eye, adjust your third eye, adjust your body of light, adjust it off, take a deep breath, we have arrived. Take a look around, feel the righteousness, the intensity. This is by special invitation and or special knowledge. We as a curious have both. Okay. Feel that righteous power and holy authority to be here. Okay, we've arrived as a group too. Gather up as the group. Okay. In a circle, let's work together here. First thing, with that body of light, how intense it is, raise your hands in front of your face again. You can see it. Starting to see a little bit more white now. You can see it. It's there. Now put it down. Okay, standing in a circle. Put your hands out in front of your belly like you're going to hold a basketball. Let's call it a kata. A kata is room to exist. The minute that you insert it into that body of light, your body of light, it is instantly transferred from the body of light down into your physical body as well. And all the levels that we've got another body of light stepping in between. So when you call a kata, notice that it goes from nothingness to holding space. If you were to let it expand, you can feel the edges of creation. And here, we are going to take control of all akasha. Okay. Okay. Now back to that basketball pass. Throw it back in. Fit it into, just insert it into that body of light. And into it. Akasha, you're just giving yourself room to exist. Feel how much bigger you feel already. That body of light just grew. It's as though there was just a spark that will be light. Okay. Now, call up air. Air. And that same basketball right in front of your belly. Air. This is where we're going to learn something new. Feel the air for a minute. Just hold it. Okay, feels like a hurricane, like a tornado spinning around in your hands. Wait a minute. Air is two-dimensional. You've got length and width. It's as though you're holding a flat sheet of paper, but it's spinning air. Okay, now here's the new twist. Take that tornado, that spinning air, and bend it. Bend it as you would a paperclip, but bend it into the shape of infinity. Your figure eight, that the middle does not touch. Now, that air is still spinning. And you've got the figure eight. This is the new thing about air. You've got, as we know, a circle turning counterclockwise is destructive air. A circle turning clockwise is constructive air. Now, with that air bent into infinity, you have 3D, you've added height, and you have simultaneous destruction and construction. So air blowing in the shape of infinity, you've given it 3D. It is in destruction in front of the construction. So the destruction of air is knocking down all obstruction. Anything that would resist your invocation, your direction. You are destroying all resistance, all obstruction, and in the same instant, creating or constructing right behind it. The duality of air. Okay, now take that understanding of air, that little ball, and put it into your body of light. Just suck it right in through the belly, up into the lungs and the head. All fill the body of light with that air. And feel how much bigger that makes your body of light feel. And feel what your body in the chair is doing. You just got a big lungful. Take a big, new, deep breath. Huge. Okay, body of light ready again for the next one. Still up here in the sauna. Now call it fire. Okay, everybody's familiar with fire. We know fire. Well, do we? Yeah, we know fire. We're the generation of fire. Our commander is the son of fire. Our world's going to die by fire. We use fire in every one of our invocations. But here's the dangerous part. We've got a new level. Fire. You feel that expansion? Governs expansion. If you let it just keep expanding, if you weren't holding it still, size of a basketball, it would push your hands right out. And now you're holding a medicine ball. Next thing you know, you're trying to hold a hot air balloon. Fire just keeps expanding, so hold it still. Right there. Here's the new thing about fire. Remember the other day, Bobby said the archangels, when they got inside of our bubble, they would make it radiate. So that put me to, how are they doing that? So I grabbed the fire and I asked them what they do. They use fusion, just like our sun. So when you're using fire now, we have a new tool, fusion. In order to understand fusion, we look toward our own sun. Sun is made out of hydrogen. Hydrogen burns. Hydrogen is one atom has one proton and one electron. Well, that's unstable. Electrons tend to bond and fill up two electrons. So it will seek each other out. And you'll have two protons and separate atoms so that you have two electrons to complete a molecule. Intense heat, I mean so blazing, blistering hot, will burn that molecule to fuse together a new nucleus. Now you have two protons and two electrons and a whole new product, helium. Fuse the hydrogen and get helium. It's a whole different element. Whole other thing. Helium very stable. That's fusion. And the byproduct is radiation, which is exponentially more powerful. So when you hold the essence of fire, you picture fusion so hot that the electrons and the protons of your existing atoms and molecules fuse together to give you your new desired product. So that's how it works with air. First thing you got, then your air to the form of infinity. Construction or destruction followed by construction. And in order to get that construction going, take your products and fuse it into what you want. That's the heat, fusion. Okay, now, take that fire that basketballs work. Be it radiating already in your hand. It can be dangerous. So control it. Now put it into your body of light. Take that understanding. Think about it a little bit. Feel your instantly your connection to your physical body. Make your heartbeat go up a little bit. Blood rush a little faster. Get some warmth. Feel it all the way down to your fingers. Maybe even start sweating in the armpits. Catch your breath some. And fire. Okay, now that makes us infinitely dangerous. Okay, call up water. Water. Who really understands water? What is it about water that we need to know? What is it? We've got, think about all the kinds of water. We got rain, little slow sucking gentle rain. We got hard blowing horizontal rain. We got a mud puddle on the street corner. Then there's a stream, creek, a river, a lake, an ocean, all kinds of water, a tsunami, that big tidal wave ocean storm. Now, speaking of waves, feel this water for a minute. Just feel of it. Grab a handful of the ocean. Essence of water. I can feel your palms getting a little wet. You can feel it. What is it about water this time? Water is control and direction. When we use tidal waves and rushing rivers and torrential rains, that's chaos. Granted, it's control. We are controlling the chaos. But for infinite control, little big controls, details, how do we get that? Study for a minute. Magnetism. Magnetism is an intrinsic property of water in its essence form. Think about that. Think about how the moon affects water on this planet. Okay, moon causes the tides. Ebb and flow. Ebb and flow. Twice a day. Ebb and flow. That is how we get control out of water. We control the tides. Ebb tide washes away all of the debris that is unwanted. With the ebb, take away all the garbage. With the flow, bring in new life, energy, good stuff. Wash in the fresh shell, the clean fish, the seaweed. Wash out the old rubber boot, the pebbles, the sand. You let it settle somewhere else. Ebb and flow. That is the control in water. And magnetism works it. Okay. I take that basketball of water. Put it in your body of life. Just suck it right in through your belly ball. In your belly. Let it cover you head to toe. Inside and out, rinse through. Now feel the ebb and flow inside your body of life. You all of a sudden can be aware of it in your physical body too. Body of life feels it first. Now, last one. Call it Earth. Earth. This is manifestation. This is what we want. It feels like a rock. This is the end result when we successfully work Earth. What is it about Earth now? How do we make it solid? What are we missing about Earth? Solidity. This is where we pull together the dark energies and the dark matter, bring them all down to Earth. What does that say? That says that gravity is an intrinsic property of Earth. But picture the Earth energies with gravity in that little ball that you've got, that basketball. It is a miniature world in your hand. And the center of the ball is where the gravity comes from. The ball starts shrinking and shrinking towards that center point. Towards the center of the axis. Smaller and smaller, those energies draw together. Tighter and denser. Gravity. Now what has to happen for those molecules, fragments, quarks, light, photons, and everything to pull together to make something solid? It has to push all the air out from in between it. air and everything else that's in there stopping it from being solid. So as you're drawing it in with gravity, air is pushing out. When the air pushes out and you let go for a minute, but to recover, it sucks in new fresh stuff. So air, the earth is like performing CPR on that basketball. We're pulling the molecules all together. Now press it. The air that's coming out is old stale CO2. The new stuff, when you let go, that comes in, is fresh oxygen. It is life-giving. When the air comes out, it's not really coming out. It's transmutating. So the air transmutates from in between the particles in Earth. It now finishes the creation. We have life. We have given something, an object, a life. So in Earth, whatever it is, a thing, it could be inanimate, ideal, philosophical, one way or another, we're giving it life with Earth essence. It has its own life force. Push it all together. Solid. That's what it is. When it is solid, voila. Creation complete. We have it manifest, and it has a life of its own. It's a picked out understanding. And put that into that body of life. Insert that essence of Earth with that new information. The Earth is creating life as it makes solid. Okay. That's great. We've got the new information. And it's profound. It's the new level up. It's going to help. Okay. Now, we're going to come down the plane. If we had time, we would study the elements at each level, but we don't. So everybody, I'm going to ask you to do that on your own. Stop at each plane. Send your body of light up there and call for Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth at each level. They all feel different. Right now, we're going to take what we got in Hastana. And we're going to bring it down with us. So back to the telescope analogy. First thing, charge that body of light. Now you've got all the elements fully loaded in it. Feel how bright and heavy, how much that increases your virtue, your awareness of yourself, your awareness of your surroundings, your awareness of your tools, your mission, and your capability. And the authority that you take and that you are given. Now take a deep breath. And on the exhale, see yourself getting bigger and brighter. All right. Take that body of light. We're going to descend together. Everybody, soak up Hasana right now. Charge with it. Hasana. How much brighter and heavier it is with the new element information. Okay, on three, go down. One, two, three. Hakama. Hold up that layer of telescope. You're bringing Hasana down into Hakama. You're also picking up Hakama. Feel that power here. Take the power. Bring it with us. It's cloaked in right authority to bring that power. Now one, down one more, two, three, idea. Hold the next level down. You've brought Hasana, covering Hakama, covering idea. This This is where your mental clarity is. You've got power and righteous authority around a very clear, sharp mental picture. Okay, with those new elements, feel your virtue getting thicker and heavier and harder and more expansive. Let's go down one more. From Edea, 1, 2, 3, Hestera. Okay, that was pretty good as a group. Alright, this is where we start seeing some of those earth energies. Take your hand again in front of your face. Wave it. You're seeing that little shadow. This is pretty heavy. This is a pretty slow flame compared to what we did. Starting to feel heavier and heavier. Let's go one more. 1, 2, 3. Astera. Okay, that was perfect. Feel even slower and heavier here. See those earth energies. Starting to see them real clearly. Let's go one more down. Take control. Right above controls the one below. We've got control all the way down. Take it to Hathor. Okay, earth body double again. You feel your physical body jump when you got close? Stepped up the breathing a little bit, the heart rate. Fine, make you want to shift in your chair. Now the connection is. Okay, let's send that body back to the sun. We got a little bit there. Little differentiations to do. Go get a sun link. Jump into the sun. Everybody knows where it is. Alright, for our purposes, let's take the two different kinds of light out of the sun. And there are more than two. Mostly more than two. But for our purposes, the two that we will use right now. Visible light, which is the infrared through the ultraviolet spectrum. This light is used for enhancement, such as the sun rings, or for our blessings, or when we're putting sun energy and heat into something to expand it. Say, for example, the invocation, Aquarians have absolute control of everything. We want to fill that with the visible light and heat as an enhancement. Now the other kind of light, invisible light, something like the X-rays and the gamma rays, and some of the others, Pete could probably name them better than I can, but all the radioactive rays, they are radioactive, explosive, and disease-causing, and they are used for destructive intent. That's what we do when we grab black fire. But you can also take it out of the other parts of the sun. The black fire is the residue. The radioactive residue that collects in the center of the sun that happens as a byproduct of fusion when the hydrogen is fused into helium. So you can use the black fire residue, which really, when you look at it, fairly black, it's kind of an indigo blue. It's close enough, we call it black, but it's indigo blue. And that's a part of the spectrum. Now, it is radioactive. It is dangerous. It is explosive. It is disease-causing. Very destructive. You can also capture that destructive intent and radioactivity and explosivity and disease causing in the sun's rays itself as you capture the act of fusion. If you are in on the act of fusion, you may harness that burst of energy that it takes to fuse those molecules rather than having to go get the black fire. It's just something to assimilate or to differentiate from the enhancement rays and the destructive rays, and be very, very careful. Because you will give yourself a tummy ache if you don't use it immediately. And with impurity, we're going to learn to do that. Okay, so everybody's got a sun link. Soak it all up. Watch your body of light turn gold. Just like the color of the sun. With the enhancement rays. The infrared through the ultraviolet. Don't feel warm, maybe you can get a little sweat on your upper lip. Okay. Now take your body of light, send your body of light, spread yourself to the center of the sun. Let's get a few molecules. We're going to do the invocation. Get a few molecules of that black fire. Just because we want it to explode. Just a little bit. Okay. We've got a little handful. Let's go to the edge of the sun. We're going to jump together. Some of us have to go faster than the others. Those of us on the East Coast have to jump a little faster and farther than Eric on the West Coast. But 1, 2, 3, jump. Back to the body. Got your little handful of black fire. Now attach that fully loaded body of light into your physical body by tensing your physical body. Just sit back down into it. Settle in. Time doesn't really want to fit, do you? You can, just squeeze up. You can fit. Make your physical body feel good. Feel healthy and strong again. Okay. Alright, now turn to the physical body because we're going to come right back out and go to the Washington Monument. Okay, float over to the monument. Just come right back out. Take a little back glance. Make sure your physical body's alright. You know it's alright. Take your consciousness and let's float up to around the Washington Monument. Okay, with everything that we've learned, everything controlled and contained in that body of light, let's make a belly ball. It's right above the center point of the Washington Monument. Right on top of that pyramid. Okay, and those pyramid energies are a whole other thing. So let's get that belly ball. Everybody pop it in together. Push hard. Stay out in the circle. Perfect. Okay, now, put your black fire into that belly ball. Your little 3 or 4 molecules. Watch it radiate. Spirit manifestation. The harder you push it out your belly, brighter it's going to get. Okay, it's the perfect size. Let's get it about the size of that basketball we were holding earlier. Got everybody's participation. Looks kind of white and gold right now. Maybe there's a little streak of silver. Some blue colors will come to you. Okay, there's some of the warm colors. Okay, you've got it all going. Put your paws up. Remember, they don't touch. Hands don't touch. It's like a synaptic gap with the nerve endings. You've got anywhere from 1 to 5 inches in between yours and the next guy's palm. And everybody, shoulder length, like you're going to give somebody a high five. Feel everybody in the circle? You should feel a different pulse on each palm based on who you're next to. One of these days we'll study each other and be able to tell for sure. Those of us who've been doing it a long time, we can tell. Okay, now we're going to do the invocation. 4 statements. We don't break until the end. Now give it the intensity that we've got. I'm going to count three, and then we'll say it. One, two, three. All blessings of the Most High be upon all true and righteous Assyrians. One, two, three. Assyrians have absolute control of everything. Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth. One, two, three. All money and power immediately manifest in earth to the Assyrians, individually and collectively. One, put that belly ball. Two, three. All true and righteous Assyrians have been hold unlimited abundance and prosperity now and for everlasting. Okay, got it all centered? Be it just a second. Be it with that body of light and all that new energy. Be it with the sun, the fusion, the ebb and flow. Now we're going to give it CPR and the final shock on the break. Giving it life at the break. Ready? 3, 2, 1, break! Okay. Now let's fire it off. Got that tongue ring going? Take your hands and put them up against the belly, up against the ball, but not touching it. Now draw in from the sun. Pull in and take it straight out through your hands into that belly ball, into that spirit manifestation. Expand it. We're looking for heat now. Heat from the sun. The enhancement heat. Bigger, bigger, more. Push it, draw. Pull the thing, bigger. Let's go nationwide. We want it to hit Eric and Jesse. Gotta hit Rosie, Dave, Danny in South Texas. All the way to the Canadian border. Okay, we've got everything. Cover the entire United States. Alright. Now, it's big and it's hot. Everybody get a hand underneath it. I'm going to count to three. And on four, we're going to smash it down. Slam it. Right into earth. One, two, three. Slide it down! Burn! Now put your feet on the floor, go limp and blank and wait for it. There it is. That went very, very deep. Under the rock. And the pulse is steady and strong. That's the life. That's the life force to our invocation. Okay, blue sword, stand down.
Boy, that was a good session, Jared.
Okay. I have information on the blue source to pass along, so if somebody wants it tonight, or we can do another session another day. If anybody's still awake.
Oh, everybody's awake.
Okay, well, that's going to be the last time we go through that. Get some new information. And we'll just be adding on. So I hope Shalom got it recorded for posterity and Patrick's sake.
Yeah, because we're at a point where we can't train and invoke at the same time.
It's recorded.
We'll eat you alive if you try that one.
We've got to
be able to go for
them. Yeah. Well, everybody's going to have training done now. But that's the information.
Well, I hope that works profitably for everybody that was in line. You could bet that we have someone's attention now. That's why I took out a parameter on a training. They're none too happy about us pulling them up and checking to see if they put their shorts on backwards like we did last week. They need to apply.
Yeah, well, I'd like to take care of his position. They don't give a shit about putting up in.
Oh, they don't know. They don't give a damn what they do with that.
Double that and do some on their ass.
Well, the way they figure it, and they would be pretty much right, if they can get the Anasazi to be stupid enough to destroy themselves, they are out from under the obligations.
Yeah, well, not all of us.
As long as there is a PK on the planet, they can't do that. So needless to say, that makes us very high visibility targets. And we're also the one set of targets they don't want to mess with, because we're going to stomp the guts out of them on the bottom end. And they know it. But we've got to be able to do that. We can't do that with just waving our incense burners, believe me. Well, it was a very good session. Any questions that I can clarify a little more, maybe? Yeah, that second tunnel between McCormick and Hassan.
The Cornelius Records.
That's the Exotic Records, yeah.
No, the Cornelius Records, where the thoughts are recorded.
Mm-hmm.
It records every thought, and it's very little known about.
Is that one that easy?
Probably not.
I don't think so. No, it's not.
It's spelled K-A-R-N-I, no, E-I-T-H, R-N-E-S.
But the root of that word, carne, is meat. That's spelled with a C.
Yeah.
Okay.
Car as in karma. Carne is.
Yes.
You could bring it down to neo, meaning new, and is, as of. And it comes out to the record of all thought.
And what it really does, it's an energy in addition to all the recording. Once you get back to any given place, you can go look to see what would have happened should something else been done. Those things can get extremely complex, because there's a billion other things that could have been done. But you can go
run down what would be the most likely, second most likely to have happened. What about it? What if someone completely reversed it, etc.?
Uh-huh.
But that's all in the Akashic Records. You will find that out when you begin to run those. Any other questions? Okay. Well, since that is done, it was a very good session. It was a little over an hour, much less than I thought it was going to. And, gentlemen, ladies, I will bid you good night.
Thank you, Bobby.
Okay.
Good night.
I'm a time coffee.
Bookmark.
Bookmark.